Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words is taken from the book of Amos, chapter 9, verses starting from 11 to 15. Amos, chapter 9, verses starting from 11 to 15. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruits from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, listen to these words which the Lord is proclaiming on your behalf. The Lord is speaking through his prophet Amos, the chapter of 9, the verses starting from 11. Yes, the Lord is going to raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and he's going to rebuild the ruins. Hallelujah. In the context of your life, if you've been fallen down, the Lord is going to restore you. He's going to rebuild from your ruins. He's going to rebuild you and restore you. Hallelujah. The Lord says that I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. In those days, when your name had been eminent, when you've been known by everyone, once upon a time there was the evergreen life. You have lost all things now. But the Lord says that do not put down your hope, do not put down your faith which you have constructed upon him, but stay in him. And the Lord says, I'm going to rebuild you. I shall rebuild you from all the damages, and I shall redeem you out of all the losses. Hallelujah. And the verse 15 says, I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them. Hallelujah. What a strong promise that the Lord is giving you. He is assuring you with the great words that he says, I will plant them in their land. When the Lord plants, who can pluck it up? When the Lord wills, who can deny it? The Lord is giving you his words. The authoritative words of God is coming to you right away. He says, I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them. This should be the words that should be echoing within your heart. Ask the Lord, Lord, you have assured me of these words. Lord, let me see a miracle. Let my life be transformed in you, Lord. Lord, I want to be restored. I am fallen down. I want to be restored. Lord, give me the strength to rise up. Lift me up. Pick me up, Lord. Lift me up. I need your help. Depend on the Lord. Depend not on this world, but depend on the Lord.
In your old days, depend on Him. In your youth, depend on Him. In your adolescence, depend on Him. If you are a child, depend on the Lord, for He is your everything. He is the maker of this universe. He is your controller. He is your provider. He is your redeemer. He is our everything. He is more than our parents, a father and mother. He is more than all the love of this world. He is beyond anything and everything this world has ever seen. And that great and mighty God is saying, I will plant them in their land. Who can change these words? When the Lord had spoken, who can change it? When the Lord speaks, who can speak against it? When the Lord decides, it is final. But have that faith in you. Have that faith in you that whatever you ask in prayer, according to His great will, the Lord shall provide you. Hallelujah. May the Lord speak to you through these words. And may He touch your life and transform it for His greater glories. And make it fruitful. Amen. May the Lord the Almighty bless you, keep you safe and sound. Amen. God bless.